I went to the fair to pick out a wife that might be a comfort to my sweet life. On pretty black Nanny I cast a sheep's eye and told her for love I believed I should die. I kissed her a little and thought that her breath had poisoned me so that I looked for death. She stunk as she stood like carrion, I'll swear, so I found that I'd got the wrong sow by the ear. To Jenny they wished me, indeed she was fair, but a pox on her carrots, I like not red hair. Her skin I did love, but her hair I did hate. I ne'er in my life could love carrot pate. She told me of combs to alter the hue, but in faith I thought they were like true blue, and therefore in haste I had her ado, and nimbly I tripped to wanton Sue. Kind Sue, quoth I, I'm come to woo. Love perches, methinks, upon thy brow. In troth, cried she, if thou meanest to be mine, a pair of good horns shall perch on thine. This nettled me so that I ran away. True words spoken jest, we often do say, with head and with heart, both brimful of pain, away I did scamper to Mrs. Jane. She seemed very coy, it pleased me the more. I liked her much better than all before. In the room was a bed, to work we went, and hardly 10 minutes of time was spent before I perceived her jewel was lost, and thus my fond hopes and purpose was crossed. I thought it high time the coachman was fled, perceiving the want of her maidenhead. Then Mary and I walked out to take air. She had a fine skin and delicate hair. I thought myself blessed by the powers above, for troth I was smitten and much in love. But she was cross and peevish as a whore, as any old jade can be at their fore. She thwarted me still in whatever I said, and then I drove on to a nasty jade. Her name was Rebecca in holy day clothes. She was smug and far sweeter than Monday Rose. When they were locked up, she looked as black as the morning suit on my master's back. I fancy the sow and pigs she traced, for up to the knee her coat was laced. Her smock was as black as the hood she wore. I had her begone for a nasty whore. To Deborah then in haste I ran. Her skin was as smooth as feathers of swan. I told her I loved her and canted with zeal, and tried by religion her pulse to feel. But say what I would, she answered me nay. Thought I shall not be married today. She sighed and she whined when I asked her to marry. She often would cry, good coachman, tarry. Then I sneaked off and to Dolly I went, in whom I expected to find content. But Dolly was damnable, proud and high, to the coach-box before me she needs would fly. I took up my whip and I gave her a lick. She said she abhorred me for that trick. And now the poor coachman must lie all alone, for he's envied by some and pitied by none. But stay, last of all, his fortunes to mend. To Dorcas the coachman was wished by a friend, who said she would make him amends for the loss of all his old sweethearts, for she was not cross. So the coachman was married, he thought to content, but he ever since does live to repent. His wife had some faults, which I'll tell you in brief. She was a pickpocket, a whore, and a thief.